For J.T. Foreman.
A lot of people used to tell me I look like a serial killer. Yeah, they're all gone now. Looking at the house the other day, I guess I shouldn't have asked if the basement was soundproof.
Plenty of room in the garage for your van.
Let me show you the crawl spaces. I had a call the other day, and a girl comes up to me. Her name was Shandy. She says, I'm going to go outside and smoke a cigarette. Can you watch my drink for me? See, some of the women laughed at that. They understand what that means. That means I'm the guy that the women trust. Which also means I'm the guy that the women do not have sex with. Don't laugh at that. Last date that I went on ended pretty bad. I thought I'd done pretty well, actually. Get to the end of the date, I tried to kiss her goodnight, and she says, wait, let's just be friends. No. You think I spent $80 on dinner and a movie because I was looking for a new buddy? If she were really my friend, she wouldn't have let me waste all that cash when she knew I wasn't getting laid. That's okay. She was too hot for me anyway. Should have asked her out. I went out with a girl that was like drop-dead gorgeous one time. That ended poorly. Guys, know your limits. At the end of the date, we were on her couch making out. She reached down and grabbed my crotch and says, ooh, you're hard already. Actually, I've been hard since I rang the doorbell 4 hours ago. I probably shouldn't have told her that. So I was like, let me do you first. I go down on her, and she either came or she faked it really well, because she screamed and moaned and ripped out a clump of my hair. That's a good sign, right? Ladies, is that a good sign? It is. Yeah. I would think you would rip out the clump of the hair if you were faking it because you're mad that he didn't do his job right. It's possible. Oh, got a cougar in the front. All right. Another 10 years, she'll be a saber-toothed tiger. Don't laugh at that. That was horrible. So I sit up next to her, and she moves like she's about to go down on me. And I grabbed her hands, I kissed her fingertips. I said, that's okay, baby, tonight, it's just about you. She looked at me and said, oh my God, that's so sweet. You already came, didn't you? Yes, I did. Sex is like drinking. If you don't do it very often, you're not going to last long. Just hope you can find someone willing to wait for you to build a tolerance, I guess. So I grew up in Clovis, California. Anybody familiar with Clovis?
Yeah.
It's kind of a redneck town. Yeah, growing up there has made me a bit of a racist. Yeah, I don't much like white people. It's not all white people, just the ones in Clovis. I want you to think about every negative stereotype that you've ever heard about black people. Rednecks are 10 times worse. What do black people do? What, drugs? Crack. Yeah, rednecks came up with crystal meth. I'll take a cracker over a meth whore any day. I mean, if a crack whore doesn't have any teeth, at least it's because her pimp knocked them out. I mean, I like a gummer as much as the next guy. But a meth whore doesn't have any teeth because they just fell out. That's nasty. What else? Black people. Single mothers. Oh, a black guy, just get a girl pregnant and leave. Yeah, a redneck will get a girl pregnant and stick around. Knock her up a couple more times. Oh, be fucking the girl next door too. And just wait till his daughters get old enough. Yeah, a lot of 16-year-old white girls in trailer parks who would be thrilled to have an absentee father. Too much? next, I grew up around with steel. And they got the most lame-ass evidence to try to prove the stuff's not really there. So it's like, no, man, your Game Boy didn't have this Transformer sticker on it. And you look at the sticker and it's a Smurf. You know, if a black dude steals your shit, at least he's got enough sense to sell and get rid of the evidence. Not rednecks. They will steal something from you, use it in front of you the next day. And when you say, hey, that's mine, they have the nerve to be surprised. This is a guy at my high school. I used to call him the Purple Bandit. Everything he stole, he'd spray paint it purple. One time he stole a pair of sunglasses, spray painted it, didn't understand why he couldn't see through them anymore. Stole my bicycle from me. Met him by the bike racks the next day, and I was like, hey, that's the same kind of bike I used to have. Well, yeah, but yours wasn't purple. And you know how everyone wraps the chain and padlock around the top bar on their bike? It was still there, and it was purple too. It didn't bother removing it, just spray painted over everything. I slide it forward, engraved in the metal is still the words, property of Joel Foreman. He puts the bike in the bike rack, turns to me and says, hey, you know that bike you used to have? Do you remember what the combination of the padlock was? You know, the worst one was when I was living in Connecticut. I was still in the Navy at the time. And I get home from work one day and my apartment's been robbed. The only thing that's left is the phone and the caller ID. I get a call like 30 seconds after I get home. It's the redneck that lives next door. Hey, I just got a new VCR. It's the same kind as one you used to have. I was wondering if you could come over and show me how to program it. And they forgot to give me the warranty registration card too. So if you got that, can you bring it over too? I looked down at the caller ID. He was calling me from my cell phone. I was like, yeah, dude, I'll be right over. I get to his house, he's wearing my shirt. He actually tried to convince me that it was his. Dude, you're not in the Navy. Take off my uniform. No, man, it's mine. Dude, you didn't even remove the name tag. I've been accused of making fun of black people because I do that joke. I don't know anything about black people. I grew up in Clovis. It's all white people. In fact, I'm a little embarrassed to admit this, but for the longest time, I wasn't even sure they existed. The only time I ever saw black dudes was when I watched sports. They're always so much better than everyone else, I just assumed that dark skin was a side effect of steroids. Turns out that steroids were actually just invented so that white people could compete. You know, if that's true, you know, a white guy takes steroids, they become as good at sports as a black guy. Black guy takes steroids, should become a superhero or something. I don't think Barry Bonds was on steroids, because if he were, he'd be able to, like, fly or something, right? My name's JT Foreman. Thank you very much. Have a good night.
JT Foreman from Clovis.